to speak to you on what I call becoming a person of influence. Becoming a person of influence. And it's important that you truly, truly believe God to be a person of influence. Did you hear what I said? Please get back the time to 45. Thank you. So I'm just starting now. Praise the Lord. It is important that you believe God to become a person of influence. Very key. Let me start from where I wanted to end. I wanted to end by telling you that there is goodness in man. Ni ara eniya onirewa. It's very important that you know, if goodness is in man, what that means is that the more goodness you desire, the more men you must attract. The more goodness you want to see in your life, how many of you would love to see goodness in your life? Good. The more good things you want to attract, the more men. When I say men, I'm talking about people that you must be able to influence to come on your side. So the more people you have, the more goodness you attract. Can you say that to yourself? Say, the more people I have, the more goodness I attract. I like that to settle in your heart. The more people that are on my side, that I'm able to get closer to me, the more goodness I attract. Scripture says goodness and mercy shall follow you. Is that not what the Bible said? How does goodness and mercy follow you? By how many people you are able to attract on your side. Because God does not send goodness in vacuum. He sends goodness to your life through men. So the more men you keep fighting, the more goodness that you are throwing away. The more people you abuse, the more goodness that flies away from you. That's the way I wanted to end. That's why I'm starting now. In Mark chapter number 3, verse number 14. Mark chapter number 3, verse 14. Hear what the Lord said himself. Bible says, and Jesus ordained 12. He ordained how many people? To do what? That they should be, to be on his side. He ordained 12. He attracted 12 to his side, that they may be with him, and that he might send them forth to be with him and to see people to send. To see people to be with him and to have people to send. To have people to come to him and to also have people to send. Influence is key to happiness. A man that has not been able to influence his wife, there will be trouble in the home. A wife that cannot influence her husband, we always find ourselves solving problems. Parents that have not been able to influence their child or children, we always discover that others are in charge of their children. Am I talking to anybody? The teacher that cannot influence our pupils or our students is a teacher that is standing solo, running alone. There is no genuine success except such that is traced to your attracting or wielding influence among people. When you wield influence among people, great things begins to happen to your life. pray that God will make you a person of influence. I say God will make you a person of influence. In the mighty name of Jesus. I will settle it on about five things quickly. About what a person of influence looks like. A person of influence. And by the way, I'm recommending a book also to you. For those of you who already have, beautiful. If you don't have, go and look for it. But you can also download it. There is a book written, that is called exactly what I am talking about. The book, Becoming a Person of Influence. Becoming a Person of Influence. It's a book written by this, his name just left me now. He writes on leadership very well. Maxwell, John Maxwell. Thank you, man. John Maxwell. You need to take a hold of that book and read. I have it on my shelf, and it's a book that has defined me. Himself also wrote about 20 laws of people of influence. He wrote severally because life is all about that. The more people you have on your side, the less enemy you have. The more your program falls through, it just runs on its course. Because people who are for you can't be against you at the same time. And the more people you have on your side, the better your life becomes. The easier your vision becomes translated. But let's just look about five things that you will see about a person of influence. Number one is a person that has integrity with people. That's the first thing you will find about that person. Is a man that has integrity with people. Number two is a people builder. A person of influence is a builder of people. That's the second thing about a person of influence. Number three thing about a person of influence is that a person of influence always has faith, F-A-I-T-H, with people. And I will explain some of this thing I'm telling you now. Always have faith with people. He's a believer in people. That's what I mean by that. He's a believer in people. Number four, thing that you have about a person of influence is that a person of influence is a good listener. He's a good listener. Any to man bok awon yan so nkan kan fun ni. He's a good listener. Any to mo bi a se gboro. En to man gboro dada oni suru lati gboro. He's a good listener, patient listener. The fifth thing about a person of influence is that he's a person that understands people. He's a person that understands people. Number one, he's a person that has integrity with people. Number two, he is a person that builds other people. He's a builder of people. Number three is that he's a person that has faith in people. Number four is a good listener. Number five, he understands people. He's a person that understands people. Now, let's quickly run through some of these things within the time that we have. When we say a person has integrity with people, what do we mean? It means he's a person that can be easily trusted. People trust him. People trust her. That's what integrity simply means. Someone that carries a moral, that has a moral principle and sense of character, sense of good character. So when people have that, naturally the blessing that follows is that people will trust you. Everybody wants to come around people who are morally upright. They want to come around somebody who is who is principled, you know, whose integrity is impeccable, whose character is unquestionable. People naturally wants to flock around such a person. Praise the name of the Lord. And when people come around you, when they discover that you are a person of solid character, what happens is that what you have, they want to come close. And when they come close to you, you bet you influence them more and more. So it's important that you know that trust is important in our everyday life. The reason people will give you business is because they trust you. Am I talking to anybody? The reason they will give you particularly big business. Oftentimes, nobody starts a business decision with people or contract with people with big things. They normally start with small things. Rather than give you a $1 million contract, they give you a $100,000 contract and see what you are going to do. If they can trust you with $100,000 and you can do it to time and according to their specification, they increase it again. Then they begin to give you something of $1 million. They can even give you, and certain things will happen because of trust. Now hear me, friend, where people cannot trust you, the life of that person is in danger. Am I talking to you? When people cannot trust you, danger is lurking. So nobody wants to come around people who cannot be trusted. So a person of influence must settle it in his mind to have integrity with people. To have integrity with people. Earning people's confidence is a key to influence. Ability to earn people's confidence. And listen to me, I said earn. Somebody say earn. You earn it. Nobody gives it to you free of charge. You earn it. And that earning comes by proving. They will prove you before they push yourself to glory to God. I said praise the Lord. You know, and one of the things that this integrity demonstrates is transparency. I'll be telling you more about that. When you know, how do you know somebody who values integrity, who is a person of integrity? There are a few things that you will begin to see in such a life. And I pray that those things will be seen in your own life too. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, when you look at Daniel chapter 6, verse number 4. Daniel chapter 6, verse number 4. And 1 Samuel chapter number 12, from verse number 1 to 4. Daniel 6, 4 first. Daniel 6, 4. Thank you. He said, then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. It's important that I let you know that as far as Daniel is concerned, what defines his life is the kingdom of God. How the kingdom of God will prosper. How his relationship with God will not be tampered with. And things like that. When they are now looking for what to do, they were looking for that area of his passion, of his principal kingdom. But they could find none occasion, nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. I was in a meeting a few days ago about something that I am doing. And the person said, you see, Reverend, the thing is that when we meet in such places like this meeting that we're talking to you about, he said, and we are looking at someone's paper. He said, we are not looking for the good that is there. He said, what we are looking for is the error. He said, that's what we are looking for. He's talking about academic papers. He said, we are not looking for what is good. We are looking for what is bad. Now, these people, they were not looking for the good of Daniel. They were looking for something that they can use to say is not to fault his integrity. But they didn't find. In your own life, they will not find. They will not find your error. They will not find fault in your life. Now, that is important for you to know that the world we live in is not looking at the things that are fantastic around our lives. They're looking for things. Do you know that before anybody's named anything, particularly a certain level of governance, they will profile the person in several ways. They will look into several things. They will issue things. They will look into his family. They will look into everything. The DSS will look at him everywhere. Because they understand that to remove somebody after the person is already in position is difficult. So what did they do? They look for everything they can find. And when they don't find anything, they say you are approved. I pray that the sign and the stamp of divine approval will come on your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. So if you must be a person of influence that will attract people to your life, your integrity must be unquestionable. Your character must be above board. Am I talking to anybody? Are you hearing me? When you read 1 Samuel chapter 12, I don't have time, from verse 1 to 4, you can read again concerning Prophet Samuel. You could see that nobody could fault him. The entire nation. He told them, he said, look, from the time I was a youth up to this time of my old age, what is it that I've done wrong? And they looked at him. Whose money did I steal? Whose wife did I covet? Whatever it is that I've done that is wrong. Everybody in the whole nation said, no, you are faultless. I pray for you. May the grace of God make you faultless. Amen. Let your amen show that you are here. Amen. So, when someone's integrity is solid, his business will grow. It may not grow immediately, but it will grow in time. The moment you work for integrity, you are someone that people can trust. That if I, for instance, if you are my fashion designer, one of the things I look for out in you is ability to deliver on time. That's what I look for. After I know that you are a good fashion designer, if you say come on Tuesday, will the team be ready on Tuesday? That's what I look at. If I cannot trust you with time, then what it means is that my time is not valuable to you. And it will be difficult for me to be able to one of my friends, who is a bishop now, came to my office. In fact, he called me before he came. He came to my office and said, look, I loved your dress. Who is the one sewing for you? I said, I know he's a very good guy, but I have a challenge. So, I said, but don't worry. And he came all the way from Osun State, Ijebu Jesha. Came straight to my office here. And before he came, I called my person. I said, come. And before I called him, I spoke to him. I said, Omoyi. I told him, I spoke to him. Now, this my friend who wants to sew this, he didn't want to sew for himself. The Archbishop of Lagos Diocese of Anglican Church is the one that he wants to sew it for. And if you know who that person is in Lagos Anglican, you will know that he's not that's a big man, seriously. He wants to sew for him. And so I said, huh? And the person has his birthday also. So I told him on phone, will you be able to deliver? Is there no problem? So he came to my office, both of them met. On this, right in my presence, money was transferred to his account. He didn't deliver. Jerry, he didn't. He didn't, I'm telling you. My friend was saying, look, what can I say? You were there in the office when I was telling you. So, just imagine if that one is not my friend. Even that is my friend. He's a bishop now. But I'm sure that if he wants to sew anything, he won't pass through me again. Now, one kobo I didn't get from that negotiation. But nothing works. That is how terrible integrity is. Do you know that if the Archbishop were to wear that thing and just say, do you know this dress was sewn by my, was given to me by my son in so-so place. But do you know that he's, what's he called? His fashion designer is in Ibadan. I have not met him, but he's in Ibadan. From that place. But people do not understand what it means to be a person of integrity. We joke with it, and it destroys business relations. It destroys personal relationships. It messes up family relationships even. That is why you must be a person of integrity. Without integrity, you can't attract too many things. In fact, if by mistake things come around you, something will destroy it. You will not fall victim of that. In the mighty name of Jesus. So you see, it's difficult for a person that lacks integrity to advance in life. That's the point I'm making this morning. It's difficult. But the issue is that how can I live my life in integrity? What do I need? I give you quick 8 things quickly. Number 1, you must be a model of character. model consistency of character. That's the first thing. Be a person of character. Be known for something that is good. Everyone that is here under the sound of my voice, you know what is good from what is evil. Just cling to that thing that is good. That's it. Be a person of character. Be known for something that is good. Number two, learn to employ honest communication. When you speak, speak right words. That's the second thing you must learn to do. Number three, you must value transparency. Be transparent. For instance, what is wrong with that person saying, look, Oga, I cannot do this. I wish that you have given me more time. If you can give me 2 weeks rather than 1 week, I will deliver. You understand what I'm talking about? Be transparent. Don't be somebody, I don't know why I'm using fashion scenario this morning. Everybody's bringing, you don't even know how to reject, cloth. Say, no, no, what initiato, ishamitito, you know, handwear. Tell them I hand with today, oh, my to 1 month. If the person can wait for 1 month, he waits. Don't use koni koni to attract. And you don't do it. And some of them, you know the problem, when the moment you bring your cloth to them, they will cut it. Amen. For me, is that? I know you don't do it. That's not nice. Value transparency. Number four, exemplify or put to use humility. Be humble. Humility is key in life of integrity. Don't always just throw yourself there. Number five, learn to demonstrate support for other people. That is how to be a person of integrity. You learn to demonstrate support. Give support to other people. Life should not just be all about you. Learn to do things and let other people do it. And number six, is it number six now? Okay, number six, learn to be a promise keeper. Fulfill your promise when you make promise. Even if your promise is hurting, do it because it has come out of your mouth. When your words are not valuable, your life is useless. Your word must be valuable. Your love, your word must be valuable. Number seven, maybe I just stop at that. Embrace an attitude of service. Embrace an attitude of service. Ejem to pe o mo bo se man, bo se man sise fellow me. Work, labor, o se pataki. Lati je pe en to pe o wulo, en to wulo. Je ni to wulo. If you want to be a person of integrity, if you do these seven things, then your life will be faultless. You are looking for how to be a better person to other person. You are looking for how to encourage somebody. You are looking to ensure that the moment my words have come out is like the word of God. It will not come back to me empty. I will do what I've done, what I've said I will do. Always learn to be a promise keeper. Value transparency. Genesis chapter 2 verse 25. The Bible says, the man and the woman, both of them were naked. And they were not ashamed. When there is transparency, there can be no shame. Am I talking to anybody? Transparency, nakedness. That nakedness is talking about openness. It's talking about transparency. The moment you practice it, you can never see shame in your life. But when things are always done in the dark, when you are always covering and covering and covering, that is where trouble is. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. So, that much we can say concerning a person of influence must have integrity with people. When you have integrity, people naturally will come around you because they know that they are not coming to be hurt. They know that when they come around you, they will not be destroyed. They will not be in pains. They know that you will do them good. That's very important if you want to attract people to you. How many of you people want more people around your life? Be a person of integrity. Number two thing that we are saying this morning is that a person of influence is a builder of people. Is a builder of what? Is a what? Is a builder of people. 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. You will see the story of David. He was in trouble, but let's see the influencer in him here. The Bible said, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when the brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. you know, don't forget that he has just been removed from the throne here. And so he had to run away far from the throne. See what has happened to him in this place. Now he ran to Cave Adullam, and people heard about it, they followed him. In other words, even when you are in trouble, ability for people to follow you shows that you are a person of influence. When you are in trouble, when things are not working for you, and they can still connect to you, that means that you have influenced them. Look at verse number 2. He said, and everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain, a leader over them, and there were with him about 400 men. 400 men that depends on him, depends on his leadership. He was influencing them because he knows how to build people. If you want to carry influence among people, you must make up your mind that God will use you to be a builder of other people. A builder of other people. A builder. Building people, what does it involve? It involves encouragement. Ability to encourage people. It means recognizing people. It means giving them assurance of their security. When people are secured coming around you. When they are secured coming around you. That is what it means. What does it mean? When you are a giver of hope, you know how to give hope to people. People should not come around you and what they hear are hopeless words. People should not come around you and what they hear are words that diminish them. People don't want to come around people. I hope I'm not getting too fast. I'm getting too fast. Okay, my wallet here. Okay, let's hear now. Because you can see this thing is working fast. Praise God. So, the point we're making is this. If you want to influence people, you must desire to be a builder. A builder. Somebody say builder. Now, when I use the word builder, that means there could also be a destroyer. Make up your mind that you will be a builder of other people. Of other, everybody that comes around you, that comes into contact with you, they have come to be head up. Make up your mind that you will head them up. They will become better when they meet you than they were before they come in contact with you. That is what it means to have influence with people. And I said that for you to do that, what it means is that you must be an encourager. When people come to you, they should find encouraging words in your mouth. When they come to you, you must be able to give them hope. Somebody who is about to commit suicide, just coming into contact with you and hearing you speak for 5 minutes, make this person say, where is the devil that is making me to want to think about suicide? So life can be beautiful. 5 minutes alone. You give hope to the hopeless. You give encouragement to the discouraged. You give an assurance of security. People should not be afraid around you. They shouldn't feel like, people like that, who cannot give assurance for people around, they don't go far with God. So it's very important that as a person who is seeking many people to come around you, and don't forget, the more people come around you, the more goodness of God comes around you. So don't forget that. I'm emphasizing that as I keep moving on now. So you learn to encourage people. You learn to give hope. It simply means showing concern to other people. Sincere concern. Am I talking to you now? Yes, sir. Ability to show sincere concern. Telling somebody, look, your life is safe with me. Your secrets are safe with me. Your problem is my problem. Your challenge is my challenge. Telling somebody, look, who will look at himself or herself as so low and useless? Say, no. That's a lie of the devil. There is something good about your life. And I'll show you how you help people that way. Let me just quickly run through that for you and it will help you. So, this has been a blessing to me, seriously. How do you build integrity? How do you build others by influence? You know, number one, you must learn to love and love sincerely. What does it mean to love people? How do you show love? You exemplify it, because a love that you don't show is not a good love. Love has to be put on display. How do you do so? When you love people, you need to tell people how much they mean to you. How much they mean. And you see, even as a husband, tell your wife how much she means to you. Don't take it for granted that this lady has been with me for this number of years. No, how much do they mean to you? As a wife, tell your husband how much he means to you. One of the things that God has said over the years, and which I am very, very strong about, is that we must learn not to make relationship a transactional one. And I will explain. A relationship that only comes to you to take. And after taking, off you go. So the next time there is a trouble around your life, you remember the person again. That cannot be a good relationship. Nobody functions like that and likes it. Am I talking to anybody?
Yes, sir.
I love you because you are you. Don't do transactional relationship as though you are talking about naira and kobo. Life is much more than that. And that's why I tell you, you can always love me. I love you with all my heart. You see, if I do good, tell me I do good. So the day I do bad and you are correcting me, I will understand. Don't put the good I did inside of you. You say, I don't like that one. So I am not very holy like that. So you do, I like you, I will tell you to your face, Mama, you're looking good, you do good. The day you don't do good, I will tell you. I say, but you know, I will tell you in love. But I will still let you know. But because I've always been telling you good, the day I tell you what, you said, no, this one is not telling me it's bad because he didn't like my face. But when I do good, you keep quiet. You are looking for the day I do wrong to say, I will give him the tongue, length of my tongue. You're on your own. Praise God. Life does not work like that. So you love people. Let them know how much you feel, how much they mean to you. Write them letters sometimes. Put it down. Let them see it. It's very important. Carry notes. Sometimes pat them on the back. You don't know what it means to come here. Come. You don't know what it means to just do like this. So you are doing good. You are doing well. Only God knows how many will do that in a lifetime. Just pat them on the back. Give, if it is somebody that, you know, whatever, and you are comfortable with, you give the person a close hug. Say, I believe in you. I believe in you. It communicates emotional strength. It releases something to that person. There is a sign of approval that comes from you to that life. It's not every time that you have to bark like us as though you are the dog in my house. No, nobody cares about how much you know how to bark. Please show love. You can't beat people when it is always criticism. Nobody gets built that way. Let people feel appreciated around you. Am I talking to you? Number two thing concerning this is that how do I build others by influence? Number two, build them by giving them their due respect. Give everyone you want to build due respect. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to you? The church, are you hearing me? Maybe because they're teaching meeting this morning. People respond well to people who respect their feelings. People respond to people who respect their preferences. People respond to people more who respond to people's, to their opinions and contributions. If a wife does not feel, if don't make your wife feel useless. What do you know? You don't even value the fact that you eat a vegetable and you are safe. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you. Glory to God. You must treat people with respect, with courtesy. When people notice that you treat them with courtesy, like that, naturally they come around you. Naturally, they flow to you. Glory to God. So, that's one of the ways to do it. Number three is, I mentioned to give people a sense of security. People feel secure about you and desire to follow you when they see consistency between your actions and your words. When they see consistency between your actions and your words. When both of them are not fighting. When they know that your words, they can go to bank with it. They follow you. They follow you. Praise the name of the Lord. So that's very important, okay? Number four, like I said, recognize people. Let people have a sense of appreciation around you. Every little thing they do, there is one of the things that also I have problem with, especially among people around us here. When I say around us, I'm not talking about this church. If maybe among some of the blacks I've seen, because some of these things doesn't happen in some place I go to. My first time of going to US to eat in a place, I found out that when they serve you in restaurant, money that you are going to pay, you will still put something on the table for the person that will come and pack the plate. I said, what is that one for? They say, thank you. I said, thank you for... and I look at her, I said, goodness me. And you pay though. How much more your wife? The last time you pay anything in my own, I've been arguing with her. I said, we paid dowry. He said, no, your father collected. I said, I didn't know. But I paid. But the point I'm making is this. Every day, this thing happens and we commonize it. It doesn't matter. It should matter. Dickie, it is important to say thank you. Thank you to your wife. Thank you to your son. This entitlement mentality is a killer of relationship. There is nothing like that. The last time I hear from my tradition, they say, yimi, yimi. That the more you are thankful, the more the person receives strength to do more. To do more. Not by showing Janity ready. Koti ready. And by the time the thing happened, to even thank God, not to talk about thanking men is a problem. No, it shouldn't be so. A whole lot of things go wrong when we get this thing wrong. To build people become difficult when we give them the sense that they are not appreciated, they are not recognized, they are not important. Am I talking to you? I know that somebody is like somebody. Some people are shaking and says, "Tell them more. Tell them more." Thank you. Praise the Lord. So it's very key that you learn to appreciate people because it is a builder of greater things. It motivates people to do more. Am I talking to you now? And one of the ways to also do it is to learn to make it a priority. Acknowledge it seriously. Desire that in all my relationships, I'm going to add this to it. And don't let it just be because of your house. Even your housemaid, the one you pay every salary every month, when the person does something, say thank you. It doesn't take anything from you. It only draws the person more to you. You know, especially those of you that have security guards, treat them well. Treat them well. Did you hear what I said? After I'm paying him, all of my God, but very important. Very important. One dog made his life, almost his life down for his master simply because of the way the woman was treating the dog. A big python wanted to kill the only child. The dog fought brutally against the python and killed the python. But blood was everywhere as the woman was coming from market and saw blood everywhere, the thing that came to her mind was the dog has killed my daughter. Went and took a knife, and took a gun and shot at the dog and killed the dog. Only for her to come in and saw a lifeless python and the light and her son crying. And then she remembered, it was in the quest of saving my child that this dog, python did not kill the dog. It was this woman who lacked sense, who did not appreciate, that killed. I don't know how that one, what it meant to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, she ended up giving the dog a befitting burial, but the dog will have done more. So sometimes animals show more kindness than man. That's the point I'm making. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. So you see, the point I'm making is that learn to recognize people. Let them feel appreciated around you. You'll be building them. Encourage them. Encourage them. People can take anything. In marital relationship particularly, people can take anything when they have a sense of encouragement. When a woman feel like you keep encouraging her in the midst of the pains and lack and depravity, she's willing to give her all. She keeps working. She keeps laboring. Don't worry. Don't worry. Tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow. But she can't be, you cannot be poor and be proud. That's the problem I have with people. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Those two combinations are terrible. You are poor and you are proud. Praise God. I mean, that's not good at all. It's not good at all. Somebody, you don't have money to give, and the woman is struggling with you, and yet, so let's take that one away, okay? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Give encouragement to people around you. If you want to build them, give encouragement to your children, give encouragement to your husband, give encouragement to your wife, give encouragement to your staff, give encouragement to everybody around you. They will do more that way. Don't discourage them. It's not nice. Praise the Lord. The top thing that we are saying quickly is that you influence people by being a believer in people, have faith in people. The difference between Apostle Paul and Barnabas is that Apostle Paul likes commodity that is made. Everything is in place, but he doesn't understand process. He's always looking for good people to work with. He didn't know that it takes a good person really to make good people. Barnabas is a different person. Barnabas is an encourager. He's a motivator. He's a builder. He believes in people. Many years ago, God taught me about the goodness of man. He says, son, always be a believer in the goodness of man. And I realized many years ago that God did not create an idiot. Many years ago, they may make mistakes. My job is to see how I can polish them. In fact, my calling has to do with that. Restoring the broken vases of an Israelite, a person of God, and then strengthening those who are not of God, and being a light to them so that they can come to the gospel. Those are the things we must understand in our life. And it's important that we see that as a person that wants to go far in life, you want people to come around you, you want goodness to come around you, peace to come around you, mercy to come around you, you must have faith in people. Have faith in people. What does that mean? Always learn to believe in people before they succeed. Always learn to believe in people before they what? In other words, visualize their success. Can you imagine what it means? Let me say this a little about politics. 3 years ago, those people who believe in Obi Tutu, you know Obi Tutu, Abi? Mm-hmm. 3 years ago, Those who believes in him, who are always going to his house, who are always encouraging, who are always telling him, Oga, I know that one day you'll become a governor of this state. You are a good man. You are this. How many of you know that they stand a better chance of being helped than those who just joined him a few days ago? Am I talking to you? Everybody will come around you. Bible says the rich has many friends. You don't have a problem with that. The moment you want to have many friends, just be rich. But when you are struggling, anybody that comes around that time loves you. Genuinely, because they are not coming to you because of what you have. They are coming to you because they just believe in you. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me begin to round up because my time is gone now. So, believe in them before they succeed. Number two, emphasize on their strengths, not on their weaknesses. Everybody is weak in one way or the other. Always emphasize on the strength of people you want to build up. Number three, learn to acknowledge their past successes. Number four, when they fail, don't beat them down. Find a way of instilling confidence in them that they can still do well. Many times people don't do well the first time. Did you hear what I said? Some of you that are here, maybe not many, but there are some of you that you didn't pass your jam the first time. How many of you are here? You want to be sincere. Some of you probably didn't pass your school sir the first time. So why do you want to kill somebody? They are just like you. But look at where you are today. You didn't stay there. The God who raised you from where you are will also raise them. Sometimes people can fail or not achieve things as fast as we wanted. I have said it in this church before. You will never know except they tell you that Wole Soyinka, the noble laureate, came with third class in University of Ife. No, I didn't say first class. Oh, Gani Faweyimi, third class. I can tell you a number of them. He ended up becoming a senior advocate of Nigeria. That people fail once does not mean they will fail forever. What they need are builders. Somebody that can say, I didn't like it, but I trust God that you will do again. What can I do? How can I help you? What more can I do for you to get you up? But what we see in people is that their lives is like it's like the cane with which they beat them in 1964. They beat people down more and more. And the one that is down already, they even kill. That's not the way to live a life of an influencer. If you want to see people around you, learn in every way to instill confidence in people when they fail. Look at the young man that committed suicide a few days ago. Why would the person commit suicide? He said this is the third time he wrote jam and failed. He wrote it and they gave him 176. The guy went to look for a sniper and drank. What will make the person to drink sniper at the third attempt? One, possibly he has not seen somebody that wrote jam six times. And today is a professor. Possibly the people that speaks to him around makes him to feel like without education, your life is finished. What they hear makes them to say, I'm not useful. But we are the builders that can take a nobody and make him somebody and say you can get it done. Who can say like Jesus said concerning that victory? He said, just give me one more year. Let me dung it. Let me dig it. And let me nurture it again. Nourish it again and see what will happen after the next 1 year. Glory to God. I said glory to God. You will not fail. And in case any of you, you have failed in one thing or the other, you are not a failure. In Jesus' name, you will rise up and shine. I said you will rise up and shine. The fourth thing I mentioned is a person of influence is a good listener. Learn to listen. Learn to listen. When you listen, you show good you show respect to the people you are listening to. James chapter 1 verse 19 tells us clearly that we should be hearers. Another NLT said you should be a good listener. A good listener. Learn to listen well. Learn to listen well. When you listen, you are showing respect. When you listen, you are increasing knowledge. When you listen, you increase knowledge. If everybody this morning is talking the way I'm talking, we will not hear anybody. Nothing will enter into anybody's heart. Am I talking to you? The reason you are not doing anything, you are listening, is because you respect me. You are showing respect. And the reason is because you are thirsty and hungry for knowledge. You want to know more than you have known before. And when you listen like that, it builds loyalty. It builds relationship. It helps you. It helps me. Everybody's improved when we do things like that. Praise the Lord. When somebody's talking and you are just doing whatever you like, or you know, you are showing that you don't respect yourself and you don't respect the person that is speaking. So it's very important that we learn to do this. What are the enemies that you need to overcome when it comes to listening? Number one, this thing that makes you want to always talk. You just want to talk. There are times when you just need to stop and listen. Sometimes the reason why people don't listen is because they are mentally lazy. They have mental fatigue. And sometimes because of stereotype. Stereotype, what does that mean? Kilofeso. Momongotomaso. He has not speaking. I mean, he has not spoken any word. You say you know. Why would you know? It's stereotype. And Ngoto saw 3 days ago, doesn't make sense. This one he wants to say too will not make sense. That's stereotype. He's an enemy of listening. And when you don't listen, you cannot even respond well to what you want to say. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, you need to learn to understand people if you want to command influence. Learn to understand people. Learn to understand people's thoughts. Somebody, when something happens to somebody, say, sometimes you need to keep your mouth shut. You don't know what it means. Until you are in somebody's shoe, you don't know sometimes how it feels. You need to understand people. Understand why they do what they do. Understand their similarities with you. Understand their uniqueness. Everybody will not behave like me. And I will be stupid to expect everyone in this church to behave like me. No. There will be areas where mommy and I, we understand one another. We look like one another. But there will be plenty other areas where we are divergent. That somebody does not agree to what you say now doesn't mean that they will not agree tomorrow. Understand people. If I didn't understand some of you, I probably will not be qualified to stand before you today. The fact that we are relating now does not mean that I didn't offend you before. It doesn't also mean that you didn't offend me before. We just choose to say, look, we are in these things together. There is more that binds us together than things that seeks to separate us. That is the understanding I'm talking to you about. Having that understanding. Having that understanding. Am I talking to you? And listen to me. Even in natural life, in the families we come from, that's one of the things that has helped me. Our parents have offended us. In fact, some of them beat us when only for them to give us meat later. Meat of bribery. Because they knew they were wrong. But they won't tell you that you are wrong. But they beat us out of anger. Sometimes they overbeat us. only for them to discover that other Akwimu Shaseju, but Agbalagba is Akwimu Shaseju. So he'll be looking for ways to pan a beat it around. Glory to God. So the point I'm making is that let's learn, if you want more people, one ni pe agba ti o binu. So eni to ba tin binu gbagba omo akere. Omo akere. So in life, that is how to build influence. You want to be a person of influence? All those five things, go and think about them. Understand people. Work with people with integrity. Ensure that you apply your heart to the truth of all that has been said this morning. It's my prayer that right people will flock you. Amen. God will draw them around you. Stand to your feet this morning. Stand to your feet this morning. Did you get anything this morning? Did you get anything this morning? I'm trusting the Lord that even marriages will get better. I'm telling you, some of the things that we fight ourselves with are not necessary. It is lack of understanding. I once told you how a couple have problems to the point that they always wanted to break. What happens? Over toothpaste. I don't understand. What's your mouth? Check toothpaste. New toothpaste. Okay, let me. I need to take back. Keep toothpaste, Jade. Praise God. You know, this finance. Everything has to just be, when I place my glass on the stool, I want to be there all the time. It shouldn't be. So, life doesn't work like that. The way you are this morning, if you have not taken your bath 5 days, you will not be here. Or even if you come, everybody will be looking for another place to stay. That means there is something in you that causes death. What makes us clean is because we wash it every day. And sometimes twice a day. Am I talking to you? That's what makes us look nice. Everybody has fault. Nobody is built to perfection. What helps us is our interpersonal relationship. Iron sharpening iron. Lift your hands and just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord this morning. Bless the Lord this morning and receive grace to be a person of, just pray that the fruits of the Spirit will overshadow your life. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me. Open your mouth. Somebody pray. Open loud. Open your mouth and pray. That God take care of every weakness in my life. Help me out of every weakness, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help me to be a believer in people. Help me to believe in people, to have faith in people. Help me to have faith in people. Help me to be a builder of people. Help me to be patient with people. Help me, Lord, not to lack good people around me. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray now. Potter's place, pray this morning. Ask God for help. Ask God for help. Ask God for help. Ask God for help. Father, thank you. Grace to be, some of you, it could just be that you are not listening enough. Oh, you don't listen to your wife. You don't listen to your husband enough. You don't listen to your children enough. Or to your child enough. You don't listen to your salesman enough. You always assume you know everything. No, brother, you don't know everything. Open your mouth and talk to God. Help me to be a better listener. Help me to be a better listener. Help me, Lord, to be a better listener. Pray that God will position you in such a manner, in such a place that people can trust you. Your words will be valuable. You will be a better communicator. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus like that. What I've preached to you, what I've taught to you this morning is what will advance your life. It's what will bring blessing to you. It's what will bring grace upon your life. Open your mouth and embrace it. The patience of an influencer. The patience of a leader. Lord, I receive from you in the name of Jesus. Pray this morning, whatever weak areas that has been addressed in your life this morning, Holy Spirit, please remove it from me. Help me out of every weak areas in my life. Lord, make me a person of character. Make me to be morally upright. Someone of a solid character, Lord. Help me in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray that from today, good people that God is bringing around you, you will not send them away from your life. Open your mouth and pray. Somebody, you are not praying, you are looking at me. My life shall not be offensive to good people that you are bringing to me, Lord. Pray that God will heal your relationships. Pray that God heal my relationships. Heal my relationships. Heal my relationships, Lord. Give me perfect relationships, oh God, with people. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Pray that this week God will connect to you people that matters, people that God will use to elevate you, that you will meet with them this week. God will draw them to you this week. People that matter, people that God will use to take you to the top, that this week they will connect to you supernaturally. Thank you, Father God. Now begin to pray. If there is any sickness that came with you this morning, declare, tell the Lord, Lord, I don't want this sickness in my body anymore. Lord, take away the sickness. Take away the disease, oh God. By the power of the Holy Ghost and the shed blood of Jesus, let every sickness be removed from my body. I reject that pains on my knees. I reject that pains in my stomach. I reject that pains in my life. I curse it in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. The Bible says, whatsoever you shall bind, shall be bound. You shall be bound in heaven. Bind that spirit of infirmity in your body. I like you to use the blood of Jesus to cancel every medical report that is negative. Declared by the word of God that you shall live, you shall not die. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth and talk to God. Begin to touch every ailing part of your body and let them begin to receive strength. Receive strength, receive strength, receive strength now. Let the weak say, I am strong. Begin to receive strength in every area of your weak areas. Weak bodies, weak bones, weak liver, weak kidneys. In the name of Jesus, weak lungs. Begin to receive strength right now. Let your ankle bones receive strength right now.